Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
Has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
Where are people from my Democratic Party? Are they blind? Maybe AOC is blind. Clearly she doesn't see it. Where are the others in the Democratic Party to stand up and defend the innocent people of this country who are being victimized by criminals?
The smash and grab epidemic, popularized by Black Lives Matter and marginalized by the Democratic Party, has come to the backyard of Austin, Texas.
Oh, you heard that? You
heard that?
Oh, I just heard a gunshot.
According to witnesses, shortly before the Barton Creek Square Mall closed during the biggest shopping weekend before Christmas, smash-and-grab looters broke into the display cases at the Hellsburg Diamond Store. As patrons fled for the exits, an eyewitness claims that a voice came over the loudspeaker announcing that the doors had now been locked. The innocent patrons now trapped inside with desperate armed lunatics in order to protect the profits of the blood diamond industry.
Ladies screamed at the top of her lungs, "Run, there's a shooter, run!" And that's when people started just throwing their food out, pushing other people out of the way, and they're just sprinting. And I'm like, oh my God, okay, Mom, we gotta go, we gotta leave the food. It got up and we started running, and people were like looking for somewhere to hide. People were hiding under tables. And finally, one of the guys in sketches was closing the door, and I was like, "Let me get in." And they're like, "Okay." They opened it, let us in, and then one of the employees took us all the way to the back, turned the lights off, and we're all hiding. So that was terrifying.
Meanwhile, Austin, Texas is in steep decline after the depletion of its police force under the policies of Soros suck-up Mayor Adler and Marxist District Attorney Garza.
Jeremy Hendricks says he was at a Windsor Hills Neighborhood Association meeting when the discussion turned to recent drug crimes in the area.
Like every neighborhood, we've got a few problem spots.
Hendricks says two APD officers and a commander in attendance addressed neighbors' concerns. What they said surprised him.
Their answer to that was, "Well, we really can't do much about it because the DA won't prosecute these folks." Like, I think a lot of folks were kind of dumbfounded.
There's no doubt this is a violent encounter, a shooting downtown over the weekend on 7th and Red River.
But some say this video represents more than an isolated case. It's a symbol of chronic crime rampant in downtown Austin. That's what the head of Austin's police union is saying.
And as Austin real estate prices skyrocket by over 40%, real estate companies are removing crime statistics from their postings as it affects their bottom line.
That is the longest 20 seconds of your life.
Yeah.
When you're on the ground literally thinking that the worst is going to happen to you.
That's what went through Lily Thorpe's mind when she was attacked in August walking back to her West Campus apartment. Months later, Austin police still have not found the man.
Like, I fully expected nothing to come about this.
Many parents say that university and city leadership aren't doing enough to curb crime in the West Campus area.
When you have over 30,000 students living in that community, it really is an extension of the campus, whether the university wants to accept that or not.
Safehorns petitioned Austin City Council to improve safety measures. Many of its signers were students. "I'm scared as hell at school," one signer commented. Another, "My daughter is afraid at your campus."
For those of you questioning law-abiding citizens' right to self-defense, is the Second Amendment beginning to make sense now? John Bound reporting.
Everything I do is about victory for humanity. Everything I promote is about standing up against the New World Order by empowering humanity. Well, that's why ResetWars.com is so important. Not only is it a game-changing course of critical information to unlock your mind from the matrix, but it's something that gets around Klaus Schwab's attempt to shut down American infrastructure and American jobs. It is the true digital economy. It's the spiritual economy of the mind and transcendent control. I've been on air 28 years, and all of our work has been amazing, thanks to God and God's divine empowerment and blessing. But I got to tell you, out of everything I've done, Reset Wars is the most important, and it is now available. Now the month of December 2021 is here at ResetWars.com. Start your journey to the next level today at ResetWars.com. The globalists fear this information.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Alex Jones Show. My name is Harrison Smith. I'm sitting in for Alex Jones for just the first hour, folks. Don't worry. Alex Jones will be here in 1 hour, but I've been asked to take over the first hour and cover some of this bombshell news that has broken over the weekend and continues to break today. If you don't know who I am, I, of course, am the host of American Journal. That's the morning show, call-in show, here on InfoWarsBand.video each and every weekday morning, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., taking lots of calls today. Predictions for 2022. People don't think it looks good. 2022 is not looking good. Some of the predictions we had, war with China, perhaps that's on the docket. The black horse of revelations coming to fruition, that also potentially on the docket for 2022. It's not looking very hopeful out there these days, but there is reason to have hope. The hope to have is that people are asking questions. They're starting to see how ridiculous all of this stuff is, and it's a good opportunity for us to say, you want to know why all this is going on? You want to know why everything seems completely insane right now? Well, we have all of the answers, and we'll get into some of those. But of course, the biggest news today is that New York legislation that's been put forward to be voted on January 5th provides for the indefinite detention of the unvaccinated at governor's whim. But it's even worse than that. Get a load of some of the strictures in this legislation. Here's a story from NationalPulse.com. New York legislation provides for indefinite detention of unvaccinated governor's whim. In the next legislative session beginning January 5th, 2022, the New York Senate and Assembly could vote on a bill that would grant permissions to remove and detain cases, contacts, carriers, or anyone suspected of presenting a significant threat to public health and remove them from public life on an indefinite basis. Yeah, you heard that right. And the abilities that they are granting to unelected bureaucrats, in many cases, low-level heads of medical, you know, outlets, it's insane. It gives the governor of New York this bill, or his or her delegates, included but not limited to the commissioner and heads of local health departments, the right to remove and detain any individuals or groups of people through issuing a single order. The orders have to only include the individual's name or reasonably specific descriptions of the individuals or groups. They don't even have to know your name, let alone provide a warrant, let alone provide justification, let alone allow you to defend yourself and argue against this. They are putting on the table a bill to allow the indefinite detention of American citizens with no right to trial, no ability to fight back, no justification even needed to be provided, no limitations whatsoever on this. And this is actually being voted on. This is actually put forward. This might actually pass in the state of New York. Is it becoming clear to you yet, folks, what all this was about? So I was saying on American Journal today that maybe the right way to approach this is be in favor of it. Act like you're in favor of this, because maybe, just maybe, a way to break through to the Democrats what type of tyrannical, authoritarian, psychopathic nonsense they're getting behind these days, just put it on the other foot. Put the shoe on the other foot. Put the glove on the other hand. And go, oh, okay, so you want to give a governor and his delegates, whoever that may be, commissioners, whoever, the power to just point at somebody and go, that guy, you know, you don't have to know his name. Yeah, that tall guy, skinny guy, curly hair. Yeah, that guy. Throw him in prison. He is a danger to public health. Not even is he a danger to public health. Actually, it says you can do this to people who are potentially a threat. Oh, they might potentially pose a threat. And you can preemptively strike against them if they, quote, pose a threat in the future, such as those refusing to receive the COVID-19 vaccination. And so you ask the Democrats, you say, OK, so you're going to give the governor power to arrest absolutely anybody, not have to prove his accusations, not give them time to defend themselves, no hearing, no lawyers. You don't even have to go through some sort of rubber stamp court like FISA or FOIA or any of these things. And you can just arrest anybody that you claim poses a public threat. And they're like, yeah, we're going to do that because we're vaccinated and smarter than you. And it's like, oh, OK, all right, cool. And so if we vote a Republican into office, they'll be able to do this. So you're telling me you're giving Republicans power to arrest anybody that we deem as a potential public threat and to indefinitely detain them without any. Yeah. OK. Yeah, that sounds good. No, I think that sounds good. I think that will be very useful in the next couple years. And you'll see the typical, like, well, no, you can't. No, you can't do. No, the Republicans can't do it for their own thing. No, so no, it's fine. No, pass the bill. Pass the bill. Then we'll see how it gets used. Pass the bill. And then we'll see whether you're setting up a horrific totalitarian, authoritarian, just wild communist hell world. We'll see. We'll see how this goes. Maybe it works out fine. Maybe it's a great thing that you're doing this, or maybe you're loading and cocking the gun that will be used against you one day, and maybe you should think about this for a second. But they're all for it. The bill, quote, will, quote, require an individual who has been exposed to or infected by a contagious disease, not necessarily COVID, but just a disease, to complete an appropriate prescribed course of treatment, preventative medication, or vaccination, essentially giving the government the right to detain anyone they want and to forcibly vaccinate them. But not just forcibly vaccinate, forcibly, force into any sort of medical situation they want. I mean, it's very vaguely worded. They must complete an appropriate prescribed course of treatment, preventative medication, or vaccination. So is it becoming clear where we are now? 2021 in America, New York State is now passing a bill to allow the indefinite detention. I just need to say this over and over and over again, because it's just, is this getting through yet? What's this? Ronan Gallery on Twitter. I'm a regularly fit 21-year-old lad. Don't say too much about the pandemic. I just chose to get on with it. My first two vaccinations were fine, no problem. After getting the booster 2 days ago, and ever since, I've had a very, very painful heart. Surely that's not normal. Oh, no, it's extremely rare, Ronan. It's extremely rare. It just happens all the time. It's kind of confusing, but thank God it's extremely rare, because it's happening a lot. It's happening all the time, continuously, to everybody. Can you imagine if it wasn't extremely rare? Can you imagine? But, of course, if they can trick you into it, if they can convince you into it, if they can bully you into it, it's still kind of your fault because you still willingly did it. Now, of course, the government will be picking you up in a van, taking you to some undisclosed location, maybe not telling you where anybody, you know, where you're going, certainly not reading you your Miranda rights because you're not being arrested. You're being detained medically. So they don't have to stick to the laws that restrict behavior when it comes to the Constitution and the ability of those in power. And then they'll inject you with this stuff, and maybe you'll die. Maybe your heart will explode. Maybe you'll get thrombosis. Maybe you'll get myocarditis. And it'll be their fault, and they'll have done it to you, and there will be no way for you to get any sort of redress from this. It's your fault, after all. It's good for you. It's for the greater good, and it's for the greater good that we are violating these fundamental human rights, that we are putting into place orders to absolutely run roughshod over every limitation of government so far. And that's not all, folks. On January 5th, the legislative session will be hosting a number of assembly bills that include forced COVID shot mandates, forcing all adult vaccine records to go into a state database, forcing COVID shots for college students and flu shots for elementary school students. It will eliminate religious exemptions for work and college, eliminate parents' consents to shots when the child reaches 14 years or older. So getting rid of parental consent when it comes to injections, that's also in this bill in New York State. And will also allow the governor, of course, to imprison without trial anyone she or he considers a public threat. It's just like, what? How did we get here? Well, it's been a very long road, folks. It's been a very long, slow road. See, the American Constitution, or the American attitude, wouldn't have allowed for this. Even a year ago, even 2 years ago. But the last year and a half, or 2 years at this point, has been all about softening the ground for this landing. Has been all about wearing down, slowly but surely, over time, the resistance that Americans naturally feel towards tyranny and overreach of government. It's been about taking that down piece by piece, slowly but surely, tearing that armor away. And so now here we are, vulnerable, scared, fearful, and begging for the tyranny. It's been an incredibly successful psychological operation on a global scale. Funny that InfoWars was telling you about it before it even started happening. Isn't that interesting? That it's all coming to fruition. It's all coming down in 2022. May very well be the year that they attempt their final solution, pun intended.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Ladies and gentlemen, Harrison Smith here sitting in for Alex Jones for the first hour. Alex will be back in the chair very, very soon. But boy, oh boy, is there just an insane amount of news to cover today. Of course, the Biden administration is wishing their fellow American citizens a Merry Christmas. They say this. They say, we are intent on not letting Omicron disrupt work and school for the vaccinated. You've done the right thing. We'll get through this. We'll get through it together, guys. For the unvaccinated, however, you're looking at a winter of severe illness and death for yourselves, your families, and the hospitals you may soon overrun. Repent! Repent or be destroyed! It's just wild. Literally, that's the quote from the White House. For the unvaccinated, you're looking at a winter of severe illness and death for yourselves, your families, and the hospitals you may soon overwhelm. A gentle reminder here, the vaccines don't help against Omicron. It's basically confirmed at this point. Omicron was discovered in vaccinated people. It spreads primarily through vaccinated people. Something like 80% of the people with Omicron are vaccinated at this point. Here's a story from Cornell University, which has a population 100% vaccinated, and yet they have 900 COVID-19 cases this week. Oh, my dear. They say, quote, virtually every case of Omicron variant to date has been found in fully vaccinated students, a portion of whom had also received the booster shot. So what are the Bidens talking about? Nothing. They're just baselessly fear-mongering, of course. Are you scared yet? Are you terrified? Are you ready to give up your hard-won freedoms? Or do we need to scare you a bit more? Is our frightfulness convincing? Truly incredible. But there's like, for the vaccinated, you're good little boys. You're good little slaves. Good job doing whatever we say. Everything's fine for you. Don't worry about it. You are probably more likely to get Omicron, actually. Actually, being vaccinated doesn't actually prevent you from getting Omicron. Actually, now we're changing the definition to where you have to get the booster to be fully vaccinated. So, special message here, little shout out to all of the fully vaccinated people with two vaccines in your arms. You unvaccinated swine, you plebeian, you anti-vax conspiracy theorist. You don't have your booster shot. You're unvaccinated now. You're one of us. How does it feel, dirtbag? So, yeah, they're just changing the rules. So it's all very convenient, isn't it? It's like, we'll change the rules to where the people that followed our orders and got the vaccine, now they're considered unvaccinated. Oh, simultaneously, we're passing laws to allow us to imprison the unvaccinated people. So now we'll be able to imprison anybody that doesn't continuously keep up to date with our schedule of vaccines. Maybe every 2 months, maybe every 4 months. We'll decide that later. First, we'll get the punishment mechanism into place in order to destroy those who dare stand up against our tyrannical takeover of their country, their world, their way of life. Mind-blowing stuff. We do have some actual information about COVID, and I'll present it to you here, unlike the mainstream media. Are you scared yet? Are you scared? Like, that just be the permanent subtitle there. Yeah, you can never be fully vaccinated. Yeah, you're fully vaccinated for now. Yeah, we'll see you in a week, suckers. But now, we're going to present some actual information here. It's not fear-mongering. We'll tell you the real threats, because they are real and horrifying, and you should be aware of them because you can actually fight back against them. When it comes to Omicron, let's look at whether or not we should be scared. Here's Johannes Borgen on Twitter. He says, looking at French COVID hospital data, I found something very intriguing. Since the beginning of the pandemic, I pay attention to a metric I call ICU exit rate. That is the percentage of ICU patients out of the ICU within 7 days. This has been quite stable over the waves until now. And you can see a massive spike at the introduction of Omicron, meaning that there is a massive spike in the number of people that spend 7 days or less in the hospital. So again, this isn't saying there are more people in the hospital. It's saying that if you're in the hospital, you're far, far more likely to be out and COVID-free within 7 days. So a huge spike in the number of people who get over Omicron very easily and don't have any side effects, you know, way laying on. So that's one chart. Gives you some information about COVID. Here's another one from Derek Thompson on Twitter. One of these is not like the other via Scott Gottlieb, MD. 7-day average of South Africa COVID statistics. In blue, you have new cases. And each time a wave has occurred, this is the first wave, the alpha wave, if you will, you see a spike in hospitalizations followed by followed by a spike in new deaths. Here's the Delta wave, this would be the winter wave last year. You have a spike in new cases and the resulting spike in deaths. That's the red line. Here's the Delta variant. You see a spike in cases, and you see that the spike in deaths is not quite as prominent there, since Delta maybe is as transmissible as the Alpha variant, but it's not as deadly. So that's reflected in this lack of, spike in the death rate. This is Omicron. Over here on the far right, a massive, huge spike in new cases, meaning it's very transmissible, but not a single change in the death rate. In other words, huge spike in cases, no resulting death waves, which reflects the information, the legitimate information that we're hearing about Omicron, not the baseless fear-mongering information, not we expect there to be 75 million dead by halfway through January, not Anthony Fauci's everyone will die if we don't get vaccinated. Omicron will kill us all. Very mild symptoms, tickly throat, right? If you have a tickle in your throat, you're going to die. And that's a fact, according to people like Anthony Fauci. In reality, people on the ground, people in South Africa who have been studying this since its beginning, say it's a very, very, very mild form of the virus. And it's a good thing that this variant came about, because it reflects the natural progression of all diseases, where it starts off very virulent and very dangerous, then it gets more transmissible while being less dangerous, and eventually just sort of becomes endemic, meaning it's just sort of a part of everyday life in the same way that flu or the cold is. That, to the tyrants, is a death knell. They can't have that. No, you have to be scared. This has to be a life-threatening thing. That way you get scared. That way you stop thinking. Then they get to impose anything on you. Now you're begging for it for yourself. It's all very, very well-orchestrated propaganda towards COVID. Now, we are getting to the end game here. We are getting to the final round. Whether that's the final round before ultimate victory or the final round before ultimate defeat, yet to be decided. It's up to us, actually. It's a choice we have to make. But it's not a surprise that we've gotten to this point. Not if you're watching InfoWars. I mean, it really is truly amazing when you look back at 2020 and you look back at January, how we were saying that it came from a lab back in January of 2020. We were saying it came from a lab before most mainstream outlets were even reporting that COVID existed in the first place, right? Because not only did we know that COVID was going around because we were looking at what was happening in China and trying to keep a tab on it, and being called racist for doing that, by the way, weirdly enough, we'll talk about that later. But you can just see the playbook as it rolls out. You go, okay, so now they're introducing this, so then they're going to use this to justify vaccines. And then, of course, when they come off lockdown, you go, okay, they're shutting down the economy. They're going to consolidate all of their power within the biggest corporations and governments, the Amazons and the Walmarts and that sort of thing. Like, it was all perfectly clear how this was going to happen. And now we're seeing it come to fruition. And the whole time that we're predicting this stuff and pointing out this is going to happen, we're being called crazy conspiracy theorists the entire time. But labels such as that don't stop us. They don't even slow us down. We thrive on it because we know that they've changed their tactics. They don't just censor information anymore. They have to overwhelm it with their own lies. So that's what they're attempting to do. And we know that. And we know the harder they attack us, the more successful we're being. And we'll continue this fight until the end, no matter what the outcome is. And you can support us by going to InfoWarsStore.com. You can take advantage of the Christmas super sale. You may have waylaid too long and might not get your products by Christmas, but if you're close, you will. You got to do it soon. But now's the time to start thinking about New Year's. Have you made your New Year's resolutions? And how can the InfoWars products help you to achieve your goals in 2022? Go to InfoWarsStore.com to find.
So this could be literally your last chance, with all the insane things happening in the world, to get InfoWars products and to support us into 2022, the do or die year. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, Brainforce Plus, 50% off. Amazing nootropic. Ultimate Krill Oil, back in stock. Highest rated krill oil. So good for your whole body. 50% off. We've got Knockout Sleep Support, 50% off. Hair and Beard Support, 60% off. We also have COVID Land 2, the mask film. And when you order the very important film, you get a free DVD with two films on it about Bohemian Grove. Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, 40% off. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 40% off. DNA Force Plus, the Rolls Royce for your cells and immune systems, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com. This could be potentially your last chance to get a t-shirt, a book, a film, or these great supplements. We're going to keep going 110%, but we need your support.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Harrison Smith here sitting in for Alex Jones for the time being. Alex Jones will be in studio within the hour, so fear not, ladies and gentlemen. But you can support everything we do here, of course, by going to InfoWarsStore.com. It's your one-stop shop for freedom. Not only are you going to get a fantastic product for yourself, especially on the Christmas super sale, up to 60% off some of our best-selling supplements. You get the free shipping and the double Patriot points. But best of all, you're paying for not Alex Jones, but the Alex Jones universe, right? You're getting the John Bowne reports. You're getting the Christy Lee reports. You're getting the Brian Wilson reports. You're getting the Greg Reese reports. Like, if all of these people had their own Patreons or whatever, they'd have to all try to be supported, you know, by themselves. It'd be like a bunch of little rowboats all out there spinning around in a circle, not knowing where they're going. Instead, you have this worship of freedom, this worship of information, where you can fund all of these great content creators, all of the fantastic shows, all at one central location, InfoWarsStore.com. And best of all, you are supporting your own health and your own life by taking advantage of this sale and getting some of these amazing supplements. I was pointing out today that, hey, you want a balanced breakfast? Just take Vitamin Mineral Fusion. That'll balance out whatever else you're eating. You eat nothing but bacon and eggs and, you know, hash browns. That's fine. Just take your Vitamin Mineral Fusion, and it's all balanced out. It's a balanced breakfast because, as we know, our food no longer has the nutrients that we need. You can get Vitamin Mineral Fusion and any number of fantastic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, with that, I want to go to one of the people that you're supporting when you go to InfoWarsStore.com, and that is, of course, the very great Greg Reese. Here's his latest video that you can find and share at band.video. Lethal drug included in over-the-counter COVID test kits. Let's watch.
On October 25th of 2021, the CDC released an order continuing to deceptively act as if they have that authority, requiring proof of negative COVID tests from all international air travelers 2 years old and up boarding a flight to the United States beginning on December 6th. The passenger has to be tested within 24 hours of travel. To meet these CDC requirements, the tests can be self-administered. The tests are not approved by the FDA, but have been greenlit under the Emergency Use Authorization Authority. So if anything goes wrong, the manufacturer is free of liability. What could go wrong is that Abbott has included the lethal drug sodium azide into the do-it-yourself test kit. Sodium azide has caused deaths for decades. Even minute amounts can cause organ damage, sowing most of its damage into the heart and brain. There is a small warning and instructions not to touch the swab to the reagent solution, the lethal sodium azide. But mistakes happen, and there have been several deaths and injuries in hospitals and laboratories by trained professionals handling sodium azide. In one instance, sodium azide was poured down a drain, causing it to explode and release toxic gas. Sodium azide is fatal if swallowed, fatal in contact with skin, and fatal if inhaled. And it is now included in over-the-counter test kits for frantic everyday citizens to hurry through a day before international travel, including two-year-olds. What could go wrong? For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Amazing stuff. A lot of Greg Reese's reports like this one. You see the headline there, lethal drug included in over-the-counter COVID test kits. You think, well, that sounds a little extreme, doesn't it? There's no way that's right. He's probably, you know, embiggening it somehow. You know, he's making it sound worse than it is. And then you watch the video and you're like, oh, no. No, that's exactly what's happening. No, that's exactly right. He's not exaggerating at all. Literally a lethal drug in the COVID home test kits that they want to impose on anybody and everybody all the time. Dr. Lena Nguyen on CNN was like, why don't we just test all Americans every day? Why not? Like, you're a psychopath. That's a crazy thing to want. These people are insane. Incredible stuff by Greg Reese, and just the latest. Very long line of attempts to poison people, courtesy of the United States government. And, you know, I was watching that, and I was just thinking about something we were talking quite a bit about on American Journal this morning, which is the projection that liberals engage in when they don't feel like actually arguing with the points that you're making. Like, if you make an objection, if you say something that is scientifically foundational and, you know, comes from a place of true concern for all humanity, they don't want to address that. They don't want to listen to your arguments. They don't want to hear about it. So what they do is they just make up for themselves, fabricate in their own mind something that might make you want to say this thing, and then they just attribute it to that. What am I talking about? Well, it's like in January 2020 when we here at InfoWars was like, hey, there's something going on in China. Hey, guys, China, there's a sickness in China. It's looking pretty bad. We might want to pay attention to this. It might come here, and then it'd be a big problem. Guys, China, something's happening in China. And they're like, you don't care. You don't care about sickness. You're just racist. You just hate Asian people, and so you're trying to make something up to make everybody else hate Asian people. And it's like, what are you talking about? What? There's a disease ravaging China. Why do we not talk about this? And they're just like, we know. We know what you really are saying. You're saying you're racist against Asian people. Well, I'll be in Chinatown hugging an Asian person like a good American. It's just like, what could you possibly be talking, like, what are you talking about? We don't get it. And of course, this comes from old Dr. Francis Collins, who was using this excuse to explain why he was not wanting to pursue the lab leak theory. See, he knows it probably came from a lab. He's perfectly aware of that because he was one of the people that helped to orchestrate the creation of this coronavirus. You know, he's one of the people that was in charge of the creation of the virus that has since killed 800,000 Americans and millions of people around the world. Just, you know, so he doesn't want that out. He doesn't want that information out. See, he has a very, very personal reason to not want people to look into the lab leak theory. So how does he convince people not to look into the lab leak theory? He projects that personal reason onto you. And he says, no, you're just want to go after the lab leak theory because it's political. He says it's politicized. We're just too politicized these days. And again, it's just like the Chinese thing. It's like, hey, look, you know, where the outbreak is, it's right next to this level 4 lab with a history of safety violations that's doing gain of function research on bat coronaviruses. This might be where it came from. And they're just like, would you leave the politics to the side? It's like, no, I'm talking about the origin of the virus. I'm talking about where it possibly came from, because that will inform, you know, where, you know, how it functions, which will help us to treat it, which maybe will help us to prevent this type of outbreak in the future. Maybe, you know, if we know this virus is the one that created it, they have data and information that will contribute to the effort to fight it. You know, we're trying to fight COVID here. And they're just like, why is everything so politicized, man? We're not looking at lab leak theory. That's a Trump conspiracy theory. What are they talking? Like, it really is insane. I mean, I know we use the word insane a lot, but like, this is the mindset of a clinically insane person. Okay, because he says he dodged questions about his efforts to discredit the lab leak theory at the onset of the pandemic, maintaining the most plausible explanation is that the virus spread through animal to human transmission. Sure. Even though now, you know, there are MPs in the European Union who are being presented findings by well-respected and established researchers who have come to the conclusion, yeah, it's probably a lab leak. Yeah, it was probably a lab leak. And we've talked about how this was an IQ test, right? It started from this neighborhood, and in this neighborhood is a farmer's market. Okay. So it either came from the farmer's market or it came from the level 4 bioweapons lab with a history of safety violations. Where do you think it came from? This is an IQ test that America has failed. He said in October of this year that accusations surrounding the agency's involvement in gain-of-function research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology were absolutely nothing to do with his resignation. But there were private emails that shows that he coordinated with Dr. Anthony Fauci in order to discredit the lab leak theory by making use of Amazon-owned Washington Post. So here you have Amazon and their press outlet Washington Post collaborating with Francis Collins and Dr. Fauci in order to discredit, without providing alternative evidence for, the lab leak theory. It's a cabal. It's a conspiracy. This is what we call a conspiracy, folks. These are people working behind the scenes, cooperating in order to discredit a Nobel Prize winning suggestion as to where this lab could have come from. He says, you know, we've gotten all this hyper-politicized stuff. It's getting in the way of public health. It's like, no, we're trying to figure out where the virus came from, and you're stopping us because of politics. Stop projecting.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
This week, that if you're vaccinated, you should feel comfortable traveling and celebrating the holidays with your family. Do you still believe that?
No, I do. If you are vaccinated and boosted and are prudent when you travel, when you're in an airport, to be wearing a mask all the time, you have to be wearing a mask on a plane. Do not do things like go to gatherings where there are people who you do not know what their vaccination status is. If you do that, and some people are even going the extra step or the extra mile, maybe even getting tested when you have people coming over the house. We now have a much wider availability of point-of-care tests that you can get a result in about 15 minutes. So you might want to do that. If you do these things, John, I do believe that you can feel quite comfortable with a family setting, the dinners and the gatherings that you have around the holiday season. Nothing is 100% risk-free. But I think if you do the things that I just mentioned, you'd actually mitigate that risk enough to feel comfortable about being able to enjoy the holiday.
Oh, man. Can you just imagine? Like, do you have the ability to imagine what it would be like to be somebody that watches that dude seriously? That's, like, scared of Omicron? Like, I honestly can't imagine being like, another wave, Omicron, another variant, gotta get my booster, and, like, I'm super scared about going to dinner. But, oh, but Anthony Fauci's told me that All I have to do is make sure everyone I ever interact with has fully been vaccinated and also been boosted and also taken a test, and I'll wear my mask and my other mask, and I'll wear my goggles. And then he tells me I can feel comfortable. Thank goodness. Like, you poor, weak little scumbag. It's just hilarious, actually. It's actually hilarious. Omicron, not particularly dangerous. I showed you some of the charts a little bit before. It also, clearly, the evidence, overwhelming, does not get stopped by the vaccine. It's pretty obvious at this point. Elizabeth Warren just got COVID. Jim Cramer just got COVID. Cory Booker just got COVID. All three of which, not just vaccinated, not just fully vaccinated, but fully vaccinated plus the booster. So, you know, now they're actually covering for this, and the medical journals are saying, we think the best way to fight off COVID, to avoid getting COVID, is to take two vaccines and the booster and get COVID, and that'll protect you from COVID. And they're saying that with a straight face, in a serious manner, acting like it's not hilarious. It is. It's also terrifying and horrific, and the death of this country, so maybe it's not as funny as it could be, but certainly ironic, certainly worthy of a joke, I'd say. It's just amazing. I mean, the vaccine, it clearly doesn't work against Omicron. I don't think anybody's arguing that at this point. And now there are even more evidence now, as New Zealand links 26-year-old man's death to Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine, that they might actually kill you. So you have to take the vaccine, even though A, doesn't protect you, B, doesn't stop you from transmitting the disease, and C, might kill you. So, yes, it might kill you. No, it doesn't stop you from getting the disease. Yes, you do have to take it, or you will be imprisoned without trial in New York. Unbelievable how we've allowed it to get to this place. But, of course, they have very, very sophisticated rhetorical tactics that they use, propaganda tactics. The manufacturing of consent to their despicable and outrageous demands is sort of their business, sort of their bread and butter. So that's what they do. Okay. Yeah. I was serious when I said that headline from Forbes. Super immunity from breakthrough. Here's what we do. And it literally says the best way to be protected is to get the vaccine and then get COVID, and that'll protect you from COVID. Okay. All right. So let's talk about some of these propaganda efforts that they're engaged in. The coordination behind the scenes, you know, the Great Reset. It's just great coordination, the great merging, the great cooperation, it should be called, as all of the largest and most powerful cabals of corporations and governments and think tanks and NGOs all work hand in hand, and the media, of course, to perpetuate lies and enslave the world. Dr. Francis Collins, joined Fox News Sunday on his last day in office after more than a decade in the agency's top position. The geneticist and physician tapped by President Barack Obama to lead the NIH in 2009 dodged questions about his efforts to discredit the lab leak theory at the onset of the pandemic, maintaining the most plausible explanation for the virus is that the virus spread through animal to human transmission, saying, quote, I'm really sorry that the lab leak has become such a distraction for so many people, because frankly, we still don't know. I'm sorry, what was that, Dr. Collins? You what? Oh, you don't know? Then why are you discrediting it? Why are you saying it's a distraction? Why are you saying it's a conspiracy theory if you don't know? Does it just make sense to anybody? Like, how are they getting away with this? And then you start to understand, oh, this is what the dumbing down was all about. This is what the fluoride in the water was about. This is what the failure of education was about. It's all been readying the landing for this. It's been about one by one unscrewing your armor to take it off and leave you defenseless in front of them. In your mind, physically defenseless, so they can have their way with you. That's what this has all been about, because this type of stuff would not be able to be achieved with an intelligent and informed citizenry. It wouldn't make any sense. Not only would this bill by the New York legislature not pass, which it is in, it's probably going to pass, to be honest with you. I mean, they're run by socialists and this is socialism, so it's probably going to pass. But if you had a informed, patriotic American citizenry with people that were intelligent, could think for themselves and understood and respected liberty and freedom and what it meant to be an American, then everyone who even dared breathe a word of suggestion as to this type of legislation would be removed from office. It would be seen as a egregious and blatant violation of their every oath of office, and they would be removed from office. That's why we have elections. That's why the American people have the final say. Unfortunately, after literally decades of concerted effort to dumb down and humiliate and weaken the American people, they are actually getting away with this stuff. They're putting this stuff forward, and they have the American people, you know, at large, so brainwashed and controlled that they're going to get away with it, and they might actually pass it. And it leaves us in a very troublesome situation, because we're here just having to try to batter down all of these attempts. Because you know what will happen if this legislation doesn't pass? They'll reword it a little bit, and they'll get it through anyway. Or they'll just do it anyway, right? It's like they'll try to pass it through the legislature, and if that doesn't work, then they'll just convene an equity committee and just do it through that method. It doesn't matter. They're power-hungry psychopaths. They'll do whatever they have to. And if you try to stand up to them, you're a domestic terrorist, and you look a little sick, and maybe you'll be sent to a quarantine camp for an indefinite amount of time. So that's what's happening. But again, it's just amazing, this Francis Collins interview. It's just like I literally don't understand it. He says we in this country have somehow gotten all fractured and hyper politicized political view that should never have been mixed with public health, Collins said. It has been ruinous, and history will judge harshly those people who have continued to defocus the effort and focus on conspiracies and things that are demonstrably false. Have you demonstrated it, sir? Where is the demonstration of the falsity of these statements? Oh, you don't have it? Because earlier you said you actually don't know, because you've referenced the fact that China has withheld the information from it, so it actually could be true. So it actually is a vital part of the understanding of this virus that you are engaged in destroying our understanding of, and, you know, discrediting people that are posing alternative views. Incredible, isn't it? So it's just like, I don't know. Insane's the only word for it, because just to be not insane in this world is to feel insane. And that's how insane it is, because it's like, well, there's this virus. There's this virus that we need to deal with. We need to figure out how to deal with it. We need to know information about it. Well, we should probably know where it came from. If we knew where it came from, we could maybe know how it came about. If we knew how it came about, maybe that would help us not just treat it or cure it or find out about how it transmits. It would inform the way that we combat this virus. It may even inform the way that we make the vaccines, if that's what you're trying to do. So there's lots of reasons to find out the origin of the virus. So again, you just sit here and you go, huh, looks like the origin of the virus was a lab in Wuhan. And they're just like, why are you politicizing things? Like, what are you talking about politics? I'm talking about the origin of the virus. And they're like, yeah, we're trying to focus on the virus. Okay, so maybe stop trying to distract us. Like, no, I'm talking about the origin of the virus and where it came from. And they're like, stop distracting us from the virus. We're trying to figure out about the virus here, and you keep bringing up stuff about the virus, and it's just politicizing things. It truly is insane. Collins made headlines on Friday after a House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Crisis released an email where he expressed deep concerns about the herd immunity strategy being advocated by fringe epidemiologists. You know, fringe epidemiologists like Nobel Prize winners and fellows at the Stanford Institute. And again, they don't provide information. This is all about just imposing of their will. It's about pure, strictly, it's about power. They don't want to interact with your objections. They don't want to confront your arguments. It's far, far easier to say you're politicizing things. Shut up. Convenient for them, isn't it?
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Everything I do is about...